to shape your pieces to where you could nail them together. Mm-hmm. But if you just wanted to maybe tie them together with a chain or something, mm-hmm. just for temporary, you would have an X at the top. Mm-hmm. And then you could lay this other piece in the X over on it to the ground, or yeah, mm-hmm. and let it go past the X out here. Then you could attach whatever you wanted to swing up there to this piece, you see, mm-hmm. and be away out away from your A-frame to where you could work.
What about what you would use in a pistol? You'd call that a...
Well, a cartridge.
Uh-huh. And, you know, when you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece between the horses?
That is the tongue.
Okay. What about in a buggy?
Shaves.
And, you know, on the wheels, the thing that connects one wheel to the other.
Axle.
And on the inside of the wheel, you have the hub.
Yeah.
And the spokes come out, and they fit into the...
To the rim, or not into the... let's see, what did they call that? Actually, it was the rim, but... Yes, I guess that's right. The rim, and then you have on the rim the tire.
Uh-huh. The rim is wooden?
Yeah, rim is wooden.
Did you ever hear of a felly or feller as part of a wagon wheel?
A what?
Felly. What about when you have a horse hitched to a wagon, what the traces fasten on to?
Single tree.
And if you have two horses, then you have...
You have two single trees and a double tree.
Okay. And you say you'd straighten your hair using a comb and a...
Brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you were going to...
Comb your hair.
Or I would say I'm going to...
Brush your hair.
And you'd sharpen a straight razor using a leather...
Strap.
What about what you'd sharpen a small knife on?
A hone. Or a grindstone, or
uh-huh.
an oil stone.
Is the grindstone very big, or...?
Grindstone is generally, most of them was from 2 to 6 inches wide, and about anywhere from 1 foot to 2 foot in diameter.
Did it turn around, or...?
It had a hole in the center, mm-hmm. a square hole in the center. Where you could put an axle through it,
mm-hmm.
and secure it in the center, and with a out and bent, and generally with a piece of metal, and to make the handle that turned it.
Mm-hmm. What about something you could hold in your hand to sharpen a knife with?
Well, you'd call it a stone or a hone.
What kind of stone?
All stone,
mm-hmm.
or whetstone.
Mm-hmm. And something that children play on, it goes up and down?
Seesaw.
Uh-huh. If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
Seesawing.
What about something that would spin around and around?
That was known as a whirl-around. And there's another name for it, too.
Did you ever hear
Flying Jenny.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see anyone take a board and fix it down at both ends and children would jump up and down on it?
Mm-hmm. As a bouncer board.
Uh-huh. It was fixed at both ends? I mean, like a trampoline, sort of? Or was one end loose?
Oh, I thought you was talking about taking the board and putting the block in the center.
Uh-huh.
This was known as a bouncer board.
Uh-huh.
What I was talking about, this... you mean put something under each end of the board and have it limber in the center?
In the center. What about, say, you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
Swing.
And what would you use to carry coal in?
Bucket, generally. We never use coal except in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And we generally say, go get some bucket of coal or something mm-hmm. of that kind.
And the thing that runs from the stove up to the chimney?
That's the stovepipe.
Okay. And if you wanted to move something heavy like bricks, You could use something that's got a wheel in the front and
two. Wheelbarrow.
Okay. And what people drive nowadays.
Well, back then, a lot of people called it a wheelbar.
What people drive nowadays, you'd call a
automobile or a car.
And if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to
grease it.
You say yesterday he
greased.
Okay. And if grease got all over your hand.